Welcome to the official podcast of Cryptids, Anomalies, and the Paranormal Society. This is Whispers from the Dark. Hello, guys, and welcome to this week's episode of Whispers from the Dark. I am your host, Barnaby, and we got some housekeeping stuff to get through today, and then we have a great guest with a new website, and he's going to tell us all about that, as well as his paranormal experiences. So, guys, just another reminder, go check out On the Trail of Undiscovered Beasts. Season 1 is fully airing now on Paraflix. It covers all of the Bigfoot activity in Wisconsin. Season 2 will be coming out this fall, and it is going to cover more Bigfoot activity and other cryptids around the country. So check out that. But Season 1 is airing now. Use promo code CAPS10 to get 10% off your first 3 months of Paraflix. If you want to show your support for all of our shows, Monday Morning Monsters, Whispers from the Dark, or Undiscovered Beasts, or Road Trip, or any of that, you can go over to Shop Our Store on our website, wisconsincaps.com. Click on Shop Our Store, or go directly to tpublic.com/user/WisconsinCaps, and you can get our logo on pretty much any item of merchandise that you want to show. While you're online, make sure that you check out all of our social media pages for all of our documentaries and shows, as well as both of our podcasts, Whispers from the Dark and Monday Morning Monsters. You can find us, Wisconsin Caps, at Patreon, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube, and WI Caps on Instagram. Coming up this weekend, March 24th and 26th, I'm going to be speaking at the haunting at the Mill Paracon. It is down in Pickens, South Carolina. A lot of great names are going to be there. It's going to be a huge 3-day event. So if you're anywhere around the South Carolina area, come on out and check that out. It is this coming weekend. And in May, we are heading to Ohio Bigfoot Conference at Salt Fork State Park. If you've got tickets, you're probably in luck. If not, I think that event is sold out. And then we head back up here to Wisconsin for the Hodag Heritage Festival, May 20th in Rhinelander, Wisconsin. And June 3rd, we go to Monster Fest in Canton, Ohio, put on by Small Town Monsters. And then we come back up to Wisconsin for the Marinette Menominee Bigfoot and Paranormal Convention, June 9th and 10th, Marinette, Wisconsin. And then we have a brand new convention just scheduled here. I will be speaking at this one as well. June 17th, the Chicago Paranormal Convention. Over 80 vendors, 6 speakers, tarot card readings, tea leaves. And this is going to be at the Countryside Conference Center, Countryside, Illinois. Admission is just $1, and there's a lot of great speakers there. I know he's still promoting some of them, so I know Chad Lewis will be there, and I will be there, and I don't know the rest of the speakers yet, so check that out. You can get all the information on the Facebook or on our page. Then in August, we head to MI Paracon in Sault Ste. Marie, back down to South Carolina in September. Great Lakes Paranormal Conference in Glen Beulah, Wisconsin, September 22nd through the 24th. And also just added to our roster is CryptidCon in Lexington, Kentucky, this coming November. Whew! That's a lot of stuff. So we are going to be busy all summer. We want to make sure that you guys come out and check us out at any of those events. You can come meet us, and a lot of them I will be speaking at as well, so you can get to see that, you know. If you want all that information, it is on our website, wisconsincaps.com, and click on public events page. All right, guys, that brings us to our guest for this week. Please welcome to the show, Tracy. How you doing, Tracy?
Doing very well. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Great. Thanks for being on the show. I know we've been talking on and off about this, and you have, let's start here. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And what got you into the paranormal and this whole world that we're experiencing?
Yeah, I'm Tracy. I'm about 20 minutes northeast of St. Louis, Missouri. Started about six years ago with a team called That Paranormal, T.H.A.T.Paranormal. On Facebook, it's That Paranormal Crew. Just always been interested in it, you know, in the paranormal. As a kid, you have the stories, you hear the broken glass, you hear the pans falling off the, you know, downstairs. Then you kind of grow out of it. You know, you get, your mind gets on, you know, sports, other stuff like that. Then you become a teen. When I was a teen, I started seeing a few shadows here and there, shadow figures. And, but then again, I was a teen, you know, so my mind wasn't really on all that. And I was, you know, just growing up, then you have families and stuff, had my kids and, you know, always felt something. And, about 5-6 years ago, about the same time of starting That Paranormal, I started seeing a figure at the end of my bed, waking up in the middle of the night, you know, trying, just, you know, frozen and really couldn't talk. And my wife, you know, trying to wake me up, and I don't really remember it in the morning. But that's kind of, it's like it's all come to a head. It's all just eventually creep back into my life, you know, so to say, you know, so to speak. But about 6 years ago with That Paranormal Crew, started just going to the smaller places with just a SP8 and just an EMF, you know, me and my buddy Tom, he's the other T in That Paranormal. Started going around cemeteries, and then we finally started getting into some bigger stuff, Ashmore Estates here in Illinois, and really kind of took off once my co-creator with Peerlink.com about 4 years ago, he made us a camera from scratch. It's a computer. It's a camera that has, we've upgraded it every 6 months. We throw something more cool on it, but as an anomaly catcher at first, right? It just would, locate a face like in an orb. If an orb's flying through a room, it'd locate that orb and it would circle it. So you ain't editing all day trying to chase through your evidence. But since then he put on an ovulus onto it. He added the EMF onto it, temperature, changes onto it. It's really, you know, infrared. It's really a cool thing. You know, if you go to Peerlink.com and in the evidence category, you can see the last thing it caught was about a month and a half ago is an orb flying into a door, and this old door, you know, on a Schiffer robe from like the 1880s. It's original to the home. We pulled on it earlier in the night and nothing could move it, but this orb hit it and the door just slowly opens. You know, it's all by itself. That camera's all by itself in that room and could see it. So yeah, I mean, I've always been interested into it, and it just seems like a common thing for me just to go ahead. And I talked with Sean, my co-creator, and we decided, hey, let's make a place, a hub for the paranormal community.
Very cool. Well, that leads us right into your project here. So tell us a little bit about Paralinked and what you hope to accomplish with it and what it's all about.
Well, you know, it's a pretty cool site. You guys really need to check it out. I mean, I can tell you everything about it, and I'm probably going to, but it's you really need to check it out if you haven't checked it out, right? So back in, it's only 2 months old. I don't think anybody understands that. It's in its infancy, and we are growing at a rapid pace, and we are adding different things every week. Sean Miller, who is my co-creator, he's a brain. I mean, just a straight up smart guy. We were talking right before Christmas time. I went into him. Over the years, I've given him some pretty crazy ideas. We work together. He's an engineer and I work in maintenance. And this one here just kind of clicked with him when we started talking about a hub. Originally started talking like LinkedIn. Why ain't there a LinkedIn out there for the paranormal? I mean, you can go to these other sites, I'm sure, and look at directories or something like that. And that's awesome. Hey man, there ain't nothing wrong with that. But is there any interaction between people in these directories? You know, it's typically just you go to the site and you pull it up and it tells you know, Jim's house in Oregon, and it has a phone number. When I was talking with Sean, I said, how could we change that? How could we get people involved in it? You know, obviously there's Facebook and there's millions of people on Facebook in the paranormal field. But when you go there, you don't you don't know how many people there actually is. I mean, you know, there's a lot. Everybody has a page now with paranormal, which is great. Proud of the paranormal community. You know, I wouldn't be doing this if I wasn't proud of them. So we get there, we're talking about it and it's really neat. So, Sean and I are just discussing it and he's like, well, you know what? I like that idea. He says, if you could come up with a pretty cool name that could get people to come to the site, you know, maybe we'll do it. And 5 minutes later, we're just throwing out names and I just happened to come up, what about paralinked.com? He said, if that name's free, I'll do it. I opened up opened up my phone. I got on there and started searching for the webpage. It was free. So then I started searching trademark. And within 2 days, we had owned the site and we are in the process, of course, of trademark. But, we started that back in December, end of December. So Sean was off for 2.5 weeks and he put the whole bones of this together. And that's where we are now. He just keeps adding more stuff, though.
Very cool. I can actually pull it up here and show it. I mean, you talk about it here.
Yeah. That'd be great. That's the best way to do it. Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah. So you can see on there all the categories on my left hand side, mm-hmm. right? You got home.
Yeah.
You've got so home obviously is home, but activity is a pretty cool thing. It lets you know when you're on there if anybody's been liking on your post, if anybody's commented on your post, if anybody's private messaged you. If anybody's following you. It's on there as well. So if someone follows you, your stuff's going to be first in their feed. Whenever they open up their page, it's going to be on their feed, right? And also the cool thing about activity too, it doesn't just tell you about it there. It tells you about it in email form as well. We call it the ghost email. So you'll get, anytime somebody likes on your one of your posts, for example, you're going to get an email just saying, hey, somebody liked on your post. As soon as you click that email, it's going to take you to the site. And then you can check it out. But when you go back to your email, that email's gone. It's a ghost email. So it's pretty cool. You know, it's part of the community, right? We're trying to make things exciting for everybody. If you work your way down, you see cryptids there. I mean, you're obviously interested in cryptids. So we were originally just going to go with Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot, and a couple other things. And then from one of the fans, they contacted us through paralinked.com and they said, hey, why don't you guys just make a straight up cryptids? And you know, we'd been discussing, maybe we'd do that. Maybe we wouldn't do that. But we decided to go ahead and do it. And that's awesome because it really does round them all up in there. Dog man, everybody like that. And it's actually become a pretty, as you can see on there, I think you got a couple hits on there right now. All those blue numbers show that there's something new in those since you've last signed on. Right. The next one is events. So your events button, people come in and they can advertise their events. Now, keep in mind, all this is free. We're not charging anybody for anything on this, right? All of it's free. So these events come up and it shows you five and then you'll have to scroll down. It'll show you more. It'll ask you to show more eventually. We're always adding, always add stuff to it. But the events thing's pretty cool. Like you could advertise this right here, but actually we prefer you to advertise it in the podcast. Because one thing we noticed on this is almost became a, Sean did a great job of setting up to where you can't come in and just spam us anymore. At first people were just throwing it in every single category. Now we're going to where you have one category you can choose from and that's going to be your category you choose from. If you throw it into other ones, it's going to kick it out. So events is pretty cool. Like I said, that's just straight up, you know, advertise away, tell people about it. The next one's a gear category. There's actually, if you scroll through, I think you have to go down quite a ways right now though. Oh, right there. I'm sorry. Go back up to that Echo Box.
Mm-hmm.
So right there, the making of an Echo Box. So that's my radio there. Sean videotaped him and his son making it for me. And what it is, you know, it's just a Bluetooth, old radio Bluetooth speaker on it, or Bluetooth hookup, and it's got graphics on the front. And it's pretty cool. You know, it's like a fan favorite when I do my ghost hunts. But you can advertise your stuff for sale on there. I mean, it's free. Mm-hmm. Advertise, right? The next one's a hunt and evidence button. You can, post all your evidence. That's a new one. I haven't seen that one yet.
He's pretty cute.
Yeah. So what we want people to do in here is advertise your future hunts. You know, your events is one thing. Your events is your comms, you know, your stuff like that. But your hunts, we want people to start advertising their hunts in here. And you know, we advertise our hunts for that paranormal on our next one. We do a lot of private hunts with that paranormal, so we can't really advertise too much. But when we do, we throw it on here. The next one is, where are we at here?
Mediums.
Yes. Yep. So you can, don't forget, you guys can post articles in this too. You know, there's an article there from some mediums back in the day, right? And talk about a celebration March 25th. But we have a lot of people on there, mediums that are posting their business. You know, hey, call me if you need something. You know, so when you get to that point, if you go up to the profile, which is where your name is up there on the right next to the little ghost, you don't have to click it, but you can fill that out and put in your state and your area. And in the search engine, you'll find a search engine on this at the homepage. You can type in that area. If you scroll down on that page, well,
there you go.
Yeah. Oh, that's your exclusive newsletter.
That's your email.
I'm not lying to you. I know there's a search engine on there, but anyway, when you get to the search engine, you can actually type in anybody's area that you want to pull up. Yeah. I think he may have taken it off because he was still working on that. He had said he thought he had it fixed, but maybe there was a glitch. So he was still working. Like I said, we're working on it every single day. So I apologize. Okay. Yeah. So you got mediums and you go to the next one, which is,
places.
Yeah. So if you're, this guy had actually posted in a couple of different spots. That's why we decided to change it around to where they can only post into one particular thing. But your places are like around here. We have what's called the McPike Mansion. And what they do is, you know, they just they let people come hunt. They charge a fee for them to come hunt. But that's what we want. We want those people to come to that places spot and advertise, hey, come to our house. Come hunt our place. Then the next one, obviously, is podcasts. That's where we want people to advertise their podcast. Or if you're on YouTube, you can embed your podcast and throw it on here. The whole podcast comes on. It's actually pretty cool. We're getting ready to start our podcast with Paralink.com on YouTube. And whenever we do that, we'll have our podcast in there as well. Then the next one, there's a lot of categories, if you guys can't mm-hmm. tell. So bear with me. The next one is spiritual readings, right? So people, we want people in there advertising their spiritual readings, posting. We wanted to post articles about spiritual reading. You know, it doesn't just have to be your services. It can be anything about spiritual reading. There's a lot of interesting stuff out there, you know. And then the next one is straight up stories. So we want people to tell stories. There's one that I posted the other day about living in a home there up north from where I am now. Just asking a question, trying to get people to comment on there and saying, hey, let's, you know, what are you thinking about it? You know, but that's stories. We want people to post their stories in there. Yeah. Like that one, there's a pretty neat one, that holy water in a humidifier. So Sean was talking about that. He's like, well, should it work? I mean, think about it. Literally, I mean, it should work, right? It's holy water.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I mean, if somebody's really in a bad spot, that's holy water would work.
That's awesome.
And that is cool. And he just came out, you know, we're not, you know, we know all the copyright laws. We're not going after other articles to post on here that aren't original. You know, you guys post whatever you want, but as far as we're concerned, we're posting original stuff on our end. You scrolled in the next one, which is UFOs. You know, UFOs is big. It's all over the news now. And we have people in there. I don't think I saw that top one before. But we've had people in there that are starting to post a lot about the UFOs because it's mainstream now. People years, you know, for years, you know, as well as I do, it's like, you're crazy if you believe in UFOs. Well, now we're kind of like, hey, maybe they were right, you know? And then you got off topic. So off topic is all paranormal. There's a good looking guy right there. It's all
looks
paranormal.
Familiar.
Yeah. It's all paranormal stuff. And it's also keep scrolling down. I don't know if you can get, if you get to the one. Oh, there you go. Go back up. Right. Oh, right there. Yeah. So just, so that's a part of this ghost cam, which I'm going to talk to you about in a minute. Let's see if that uploads for you. Go ahead, press play.
I don't know if it'll play the,
the sound. Oh yeah. Cause you got,
I don't know if it'll play
that the other day too. Yeah. It won't play sound. So anyway, that's me and my wife, and we're in Nashville, and we're getting ready to do some stuff for Paralink. So we were just giving a shout out, and I'm going to explain that to you in just a second what the shout out is. So if you scroll back up here, all the way to the top, you see where it says post to the community? Go to the ghost camp. So just stay right there for a second. So what we did was, Sean was and I were talking about the mindset of people, their attention span. You know, nothing wrong with a shorter attention span than what it was when I was a kid, you know, but probably I probably had the same attention span too, right? I find myself, if I'm watching a half hour show, I'm watching the last 15 minutes just to see what happens. Right or wrong, that's just what I do anymore, you know? So we started thinking, how could we get people to see the evidence without having to watch the, you know, not, I don't mean it that way. How can we get them to see the evidence? How could, if a team really wanted to post their evidence, how are they going to do that? So on this right here, you got a up to a 60-second video that you can post from your phone. There's a caption on there. You type in the video caption, and then you just upload that upload the video, and it automatically puts it into off topics for you. So people, if they want to come see your evidence, they can come look in the evidence button, or they can come look at the off topics. I'm going to talk with Sean if there's a way to, one of the fans was talking about a way to throw this into the evidence instead of to the off topics for the evidence aspect. So what Tracy Inman does, what I do with it, and like I showed you with the within Tennessee, when we were in Tennessee, was I was doing a shout out. I like to do shout outs. So if I'm with my team hunting somewhere and we're getting ready to start a hunt, you know, I'm going to pull that out and I'm going to videotape me and my crew saying, hey, we're here in St. Louis. And, you know, if the people let us say the name of the place we're at, we'll say where we're at. But, you know, but be careful of that. You know, we don't want you saying the name of the place if they don't agree with it. They got to make sure that this is us telling you, make sure that they're okay with it before you post it on here. But, you know, you could say, hey, this is us from here, and giving a shout out to our team and we're getting ready to start, then just upload it. And you got a video saved there. So what's even cooler about this, and with all of these, if you go back one page, scroll down just a little bit, just to the bottom of that picture, just for an example. Yeah, right there. Don't press play. I want you to go right here to that little upload button. Click that. So you can take this and you can copy this link and you can share it on all the social media sites. It at the bottom of it says from paralink.com. So I've done it a lot with my Facebook account. I've taken like the Nashville one. I took it and copied the link, threw it in there. Explain, you know, I put on there, hey, that's from Nashville. And then it throws it on there. So all you got to do is click it. It takes you right to that video. It doesn't leave the site. It doesn't take you to paralink.com. It just shows you the video. So that's, Sean really did a good job with that. That's awesome. So that's a part of the ghost cam as well. And then, so close out of that. And if you go back to the left to the categories, if you wouldn't mind scrolling down further. So that's the team of the month. It hasn't started yet, but we're getting ready to. So go ahead and click that. So what we're doing is we want the teams, not just the individuals, we want the teams as well. Or however you guys want to work it out, you could come in as individuals and say I'm with that team, you know, in your profile, and each point you'll get a point. Say for someone commenting on your post, you'll get a couple points for posting, and you'll get likes. If somebody likes on it, you get a point. Just different ways to earn points through Paralink.com, and at the end of the month, you'll be the team of the month. And, you know, it's the prestigious award of being Paralink.com's team of the month because, you know, like we say, we're free, right? The goal is eventually to maybe send out a couple of hats or something like that as we grow. But right now it's just, you know, it's just to say, hey man, I'm Paralink.com's team of the month. And then each year we're going to have a team of the year so that whoever won, you know, team of the month, you know, 4 or 5 months out of the year is most likely going to get it. Right. So if you want to close out of that and scroll down that one, that's the year one. And then the bottom one, which is pretty cool. That's a certification program that we're working on. We've talked with people throughout the past year, not just about this, but in the paranormal field. There you're going to find nothing on that page.
I see that.
Yeah. So what we're doing with it, we're building it. We're taking it from the fans and taking it from some other people that we've investigated with. So people make their own equipment. They make small equipment. They're not out to, you know, have it multi-mass sent out to everybody, you know, like our camera Sean made, and it's an awesome camera, but it takes time to make that camera. He's not going to make 100 cameras, right? But what we're looking at is starting a program to be able to certify equipment from people that are building their own equipment. They build their own SLS, or if they need help building the SLS, or however, whatever they're building, we're looking at them sending us either A, the product, or B, documentation, and reaching out to us and us reaching out to them and discussing everything about it. And then at the end of it, they're deemed certified. So when they go, you know, it's a bragging rights thing for the most part, but we also want to make sure it's real. We don't want to put our name on something that just has a bunch of words that's been electronically put into it to randomly spit out a word every 5 seconds. You know, if we're going to put our name on it, that's, you know, we're going to make sure that the program's good. So we're still working out the bugs on that. But if anybody out there has any ideas or thoughts on that, let us know. I mean, how can we help serve you guys, you know? So going that route, I want to say that we are a community-driven social media platform. We are wanting people to come comment, we're wanting to like, we're wanting interaction from everybody. So like I said earlier, with Facebook, you have so many different pages, and a lot of times you have to get asked to join those pages. So nobody really knows the true number of people are out there. And, you know, we're hoping, you know, obviously we're hoping to get everybody on it, you know, because that would be awesome to know the true number. But we're seeing our numbers rise daily, and we have people from all over the globe now. We want everybody to get on our site as much as possible and to promote it and to tell other people about it. We want to see how big we can get this thing. We think it would be so cool to someday say, hey, look, we got 1 million paranormal people in the world that are signed up on this one site. Because I don't think you're ever, I hope somebody from Facebook gets that. I hope they get up to 1 million people on their page for it, man. I really do. I mean, that'd be a proud moment for this. You know, 10,000 people's a proud moment for Paranormal Field on Facebook, you know, to get that many members. But I'd like to see somebody get up to 1 million. And through Facebook, I just don't know with the latency period that they've been around and the phase out. It seems to me like they're almost growing too big for themselves now. There's always issues with Facebook. So we're hoping everybody can just take a step back, maybe come check us out. It's free. You ain't got nothing to lose. We don't ask for personal information. We just ask for a password and your email. That's all we ask for. Now, in your profile, you can choose to put where you're from. You can choose to put your state. I would do that if I was an investigator or a medium or somebody like that. So when they get to the search engine, they can just type it in. And then, you know, if somebody's looking for someone in that area, they can type in that state and their name's going to pop up. So, again, it's a pretty cool site. Now, if you go up to that post to the community, blue button there. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry if I'm rambling on, man.
Banana is too low.
Ah, so that's what I'm saying. Sean got wise here. This is something that's a little bit different. I'm not even used to this because that's the first time I've seen it on here, because he just added that between Friday and today. So Mana is the thing that says you need to go in. We don't want people just coming in and not interacting. And we don't mean it that way. But over the past 2 months, out of all the people we got, there's been quite a few that come in and just spam, basically. They'll post an advertisement and we don't see them again. You know, and that advertisement, I'm talking back in end of December when we first started, we got a lot of people right at that time, and all they did was post advertising. Ain't been back since. And it's we want to make sure that if you're coming to our site, it's like Reddit, R-E-D-D-I-T-T, that site. They have the same exact thing. We want to make sure that when you're coming to our site, you're a committed paranormal enthusiast, just like we are. We're putting all this time and effort into it. We want you guys to put a little bit of effort into it. And after you guys get in and the manas, you've met that qualification, post away, you know. And another thing, like I said, he added was, we don't want someone coming in and posting in every single category. They can only post it into a good category. So for your podcast, you'd post it in podcast. There's no reason to post it in stories. So now, since you don't have the mana, let me talk to you about what Post the Community is.
I need two more mana. I can go like some things, right? All right. Two things. What is this? A footprint. Ooh, found in Texas. 8 inches by 3 inches.
So the thumbs up, as you can see, is the like down there.
We will like that. What else we got? Scotland. I don't know nothing about Scotland.
Yeah, we're going there next year. My wife and I are.
Wikipedia. Loch Ness Monster. Always love a good Loch Ness Monster. All right. Oh, yeah.
So let's see.
I'm still too low. It takes 13 mana to post. You have negative 16. How do I get negative 16 mana?
Oh, man.
Do I have negative mana?
Hey, anyway, so I need to let, like I said, he just built that, so we're trying to figure all that out, right? Yeah, I'll have to let him know that he's going backward instead of forward on his account.
I refreshed and it went back to 13, so I don't know what's going on.
Oh, there you go. Hey, so if you go to let's see what happens here. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'll have to let him know there's a glitch. So if you go to Post to the Community, everything on the left side in the categories part, all the way down to off topic, that shows up. And what that tells you is, you can just click a little button. You can add a video there. You can add an embedded video, we prefer, from YouTube or whatever, you know, Facebook does it to you. You can embed them and throw them on there. Or you can add a picture straight from your phone or a short video straight from your phone as well. I think I've gone on and on and on about Paralink.com now. So sorry.
That's what we're here for, man.
If I went too fast, I apologize. So
no. I think it's good. It's really neat. Like, you know, it's paralinked.com, but you know, as we went through, there's UFOs, there's cryptids, there's mediums, there's all kinds of stuff in here, you know, not just paranormal. You know, I think originally I think you only had like the ghosts, like you said, but it's expanded beyond that already. So that's
really cool. Yeah, no, and, we're two guys from the St. Louis area, right? I've been into, you know, like I said, I've been into hunting for a while, and Sean's really been on the engineering side with it. And, you know, just like you saw with that, when you pulled up the mana thing, he just added that between Friday and this morning, and probably just a number off or something in there. So please expect, you know, we're human, expect errors, you know, when we're especially in trial and error things. We're just straight up honest. We want people to come to the site. If you go to the homepage, right where you are right there, if you scroll down, just scroll on down to the next one right there. You see people always say hi in there. That's only a very small amount of people that we have on there. A lot of people don't comment, but you can comment down there and say hi. That's you can see those final three there, but there are a lot more people than what's on there. But you can say hi on there. You can give an idea if you want. We're a community.
How do you comment?
Right there where it says comments. Click that.
Oh, there we go. All right. There you go. Click it.
Click it. Type it in and click send. We always try to reply. You know, within.
And now season. You know when this was filmed.
Exactly. Yeah.
We'll look for the comment.
Yeah. There you go. But yeah, man, we're here for the community. You know, we're trying to get everybody together. So I know you follow the community, and there's been a lot of posts this last couple of weeks about ego and a lot of negativity. Well, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, you really can't have ego in a topic that there's no yes or no answer. We're all here. We all have opinions. We all have theories on, you know, what happens in on the other side, what happens, what these cryptid creatures are, what paranormal is and stuff. And in a field where there's absolutely no experts, you can claim whatever you want. Yep. And it's all just hypothesis and theory. And some hold more water. Some have more scientific, factual stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, until you, you know, get right down to it, like Bigfoot and stuff, until you have one that you can talk to, examine, whatever, all of us are just shooting into the dark. You know, nobody knows. There's no ego. And, you know, you want to get into some of the, you know, TV personalities and stuff. You know, these guys, I know quite a few of them personally. And, you know, everyone thinks that they're so high and mighty because they were on TV. They think that they're very high and mighty because they're on TV. And yeah. The ones that you actually talk to and are, you know, down to earth people and stuff go, you know, man, we make less than a day job. Because they're only working a couple months out of the year, and then they have to find another gig and stuff, because now there's no money in TV, not anymore, for like the reality stuff and that, and it's unscripted television, not reality. But, you know, so all these guys that have big egos for being on TV, I mean, that just means more people are going to harass you and comment on your stuff and you know, be an outright dick to you. That's all it means.
Yeah, you're even more in the public eye, and especially if you're posting things that are negative, it honestly just looks bad on you for posting it. You know, that's kind of what I think. You know, and with Paralink.com, you know, we expect in the future that there are going to be people that are going to be kind of negative. And one of the things Sean and I talked about this is, you know, it's kind of like you're on an island, you have all these other members, and these members want to vote you out. That's probably what's going to happen. So we have a red flag deal on our website that Sean has developed and is still working on, that'll bring up if somebody wants to red flag something that they feel is, you know, negative or shouldn't be in there, they have the right to do that. Mm-hmm. We're not ever going to be the people that are going to remove you. It's going to be your peers that would be the ones that would remove you off the site. And it's always ends up being a he said, she said thing. Anyway, we're hoping we never have to come across that, but you know, it's in this day and age, you get it everywhere. So, but yeah, no, I mean, that was my segue into that, by the way. but you know, I like Nick Groff, I met the guy at Ashmore Estates about 3 years ago. Man, super, super nice guy. Just like you were saying, Daniel Class, you know, Hinsdale House, super good people. I mean, they've been super nice to me. Everybody in the paranormal field, with the exception of one time, has been extremely good to me and my team and support, especially on Paralink.com. We get tons of support from everybody. You know, hats off to the paranormal field. I was really surprised a couple of weeks ago when I started seeing the negativity, but I'm going to tell you what, I'm not too surprised, because for about the past year and a half, 2 years, I've had people off to the side tell me, hey, you know, this place is, you know, people that know more people than me, the paranormal field is getting really negative. And it seems like it may have come to a head with that. Hopefully that's the tip, and we're able to go back down to where, you know, there's not much negativity. Like you said, and you made a great point, you know, until you have that ghost sitting right in front of you talking to you on camera, you know, and same thing with the great analogy with the Bigfoot, you know, definitely none of us have the expertise to go that far into detail on what we're trying to talk about. So
I will tell you though that I have met a lot of great people at these conventions, and I don't want to badmouth people. I don't like doing that. I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion and everything, but there are definitely some great people. And one of them made a comment, and he said, "This is, you know, one of the fields, the cryptozoology field and stuff, is where your people that you see on TV that you idolize or look up to because they're on TV and stuff, you can actually meet those people and become friends with them. And going to all the conventions, I speak from the cryptozoology side of this stuff. I mean, 99% of the people that I've met through cryptozoology, that the Finding Bigfoot guys, Expedition Bigfoot, you know, all those different shows and stuff, and just the authors and that, every single one of them that I've added on Facebook talks to you, friends, I've had them on the show, and, you know, they're all just phenomenal people. And it's, if you guys ever get a chance, like at the beginning of the show when we talked about, or I talked about all the events coming up, if you get a chance to go to any of those, I highly recommend it, because, you know, if you're serious about this stuff, if you have questions, these guys are very, very down to earth, very research oriented. Sorry.
Yeah,
and yeah. It's absolutely great. I mean, just phenomenal people.
Well, we as Paralink.com, we need to, you know, we've been talking about it as well. Like I said, this is kind of like a one thing we just threw, we did not throw together, but Sean put a lot of thought and stuff into right at the beginning. We want to make our presence known at these places. There's so many of them, and it's awesome that there's so many of them. That's why I keep going back to the, how many people are in the paranormal field thing. But yeah, we're definitely, there's a few of them that we've been advertising in or getting ready to advertise in. There's a one out in California in Anaheim in October that I know we've got a good presence in there. But we have discussed, myself, my wife, and maybe that paranormal team heading to like the Bell Mansion, with those guys there, hunt that. And I know they had a Paracon last weekend. But I believe they're talking about having another one coming up soon. So we've been discussing going that route. But man, I can't believe how many of those conventions going on in the United States. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Every time I turn on my computer, excuse me, every time I turn on the computer, I have more and more that come up. And you know, I have one weekend where I have four different events that are that weekend that have either invited me to speak at, or I wanted to go to, or something. And it's like, well, I got to pick one of these that I'm going to end up at. And so it's going to be a rough weekend for me.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, you know, like we said, we just hope that people come to the site, check it out, and post and talk about that. So you brought, you know, you're the cryptid guy with Bigfoot stuff. So we've always focused on the paranormal, you know, and cryptid is paranormal. But up until a few years ago, I thought paranormal as, and a lot of people probably did too, as ghost and spirit and stuff like that. But I didn't really realize till too long ago, I think every state has a story about or has seen Bigfoot, basically, except for
every
one.
State except for Hawaii. Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So that's that. To me, that's awesome. That's a interestingly awesome. You know, so we've been talking here in Illinois, you know, on the Illinois side. Where in Illinois is a good spot if we wanted to try to do a chance encounter to see them? Would you know that? Hate to put you on the spot.
I actually for the Chicago, I'm gonna plug here, for the Chicago Paranormal Convention on June 17th, I'm actually giving a presentation on cryptids of Wisconsin and Illinois.
Cool.
And I've been working on a lot of the Illinois sightings and stuff, as well as the Wisconsin stuff. Wisconsin I'm very familiar with because that's where I am. As far as Illinois, off the top of my head, I've only done a little bit of work in Illinois for all this stuff. Wisconsin keeps us pretty busy, and it just depends where we are on the road. Mm-hmm. But I actually was down in St. Louis last year filming and did some Bigfooting around that area.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So down in the Mark Twain National Forest,
yep.
I was. And oh, no, there's a lot of stuff there.
And that's a huge forest, too. So that, that makes sense. We've just been talking about going that route and just hanging out. And of course, we're, you know, just like millions of other people, we're green, so to speak, when it comes to that, right? So I will have to have a conversation with you offline on, on what to take and any tips for us, because we're definitely interested in going and doing that.
Absolutely. My best advice I can give you for Bigfooting is, if you're going out there, bring an audio recorder and video and have it run the whole time, at least audio, because the second you pull up and get out of your car, you're going to have activity.
Oh, really?
Because if they're in the area, we have like, we've started to notice certain patterns and stuff. Like when you arrive in an area, we get like wood knocks. And one of the theories with these wood knocks is they're counting how many people are in a group. So if two people get out, you get, and you hear these two knocks off in the woods, you know, et cetera, letting people know, Hey everybody, you know, there's two people here. Yep. Two people. I see them, you know, and you get that. And it happens right away when you get out of your car. And if if you pull up and you don't have audio running, you're going to miss something.
Huh.
And I'm not saying you're going to have activity every time you go out there.
Yeah.
But I have heard too many stories of people that get out of the car and they go, oh man, I should have had. No, you run that stuff as soon as you get out of that car.
Man, that's interesting. That's pretty cool. You know, you think about it, when you know, I've camped in forest, deep in forest before, and I've heard the knocks before. I've never even thought about it being in that, you know, anything like that. So the theory is there's probably a few of them out there in that area, and they're just kind of warning each other and letting them know what's going on. Ah,
it's some kind of communication between them. You know, this is where I am, where are you, kind of thing. Or, you know, that's the majority of what we've kind of found with, you know, a lot of the witness accounts and, you know, personal experiences and stuff as well. So,
have you ever actually encountered it?
I have. Really? I have not seen one with my eyes, like a daylight encounter or anything. I have been close to them on thermal, and my most epic encounter, I don't know, whatever you call it, the best encounter, I had rocks thrown at us from across a river, and we actually got that on thermal image. That's on our Rhinelander Howls episodes on YouTube.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I have to check those out. Mm-hmm. You know, if you had, you know, have you written articles and stuff on that?
I have a lot of things in process.
Yeah, like you said, I tell you what, man, I know what you're talking about, because ever since just between that paranormal and only a little over two months ago, starting Paralink.com, my wife's like, hey, where's my time? Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, I'm doing a podcast, it seems like, every other night now. And, you know, talking about ghost hunts with everybody else. And I'm also a country singer. So I've been going to Nashville and recording songs, and hopefully I have one coming out on radio here pretty soon, called On Facebook's the name of it, but that's my plug for something. But you know, it's just between all that, it's just, man, it's this is time consuming, and just to sit down, and I told you my mishap this since yesterday. I've been trying to edit a video that I've never edited any videos before in my life, on a laptop computer, and trying to get my phone to send the message to them. But I realized that I couldn't send this video to the laptop computer because I have way too much stuff on my phone. So I look at the gigabytes, I got 63 out of 64 megabytes used. And I'm like, holy cow. So now I got to spend all night trying to go through and delete. And, you know, I downloaded a couple other things that's supposed to help you, you know, copy your pictures and on videos and all that stuff. And make room. It's like, oh my God, you know, I'm 52 years old. I you know, I'm with Paralink.com. We're a big social media thing. My partner's 51. He's been coding since 10. I don't remember anything at 10 years old, or, you know, 30 some odd years ago, where I'd have been doing that. Cause I'm not green at computer stuff. I can do a lot of computer stuff. It's just when it gets down to the nuts and bolts of it, I'm like, hey, Sean, help me.
Absolutely. You want to talk about your phone being full? For anybody that's knowledgeable about computers and stuff, we have 6 12 terabyte hard drives. They're sitting right down here below me, and that's where all of the CAPS investigations and everything sits. And every year, it seems, I have to buy a brand new one. So we go through about 12 terabytes a year. And yeah, they're getting pretty full again, so I got to get another one. But that's a lot of data.
No, that is a lot of data. You know, Sean, my partner, and talking about him again, he everything that we have, the web, he's a web host. He's everything out in, you know, out of, he has a big setup in his basement for everything. And it's huge. And like I said, he's the smartest man I've met so far that is able to put all that together. And he's really done an outstanding job putting this together. As you can see, when you look at it and you can look at it growing. And like we said, every day, it seems like every couple of days there's something new added on there, but our ghost cams are pretty cool. It's really a cool feature for everyone, especially if you're wanting to get your evidence on. I mean, if you look at TikTok, you know, they're huge. They're less than a minute videos. Mm-hmm. And it's because of the attention span. You know, that's why they're so big now. You know, kids nowadays just go straight to that. They only want to see a 1 minute video. They don't want to see a movie posted or a 2 hour hunt. You know, mm-hmm. You really got to be dedicated to watch a 2 hour investigation on Facebook Live.
Yes, you know? You do.
Yes. Yeah. You know, we found that out. We first thing we did about 5 years ago is we started doing lives, and you get, you know, back then we had like 8 people and we're like, wow, that's pretty low. But, you know, it's 8 people. Now we're lucky to have 2, you know, that stay on at a time. You know what I mean? You know, but you look at your views at the end of it, you know, the next day or a week later, and you have like 1500 or 2000 views on it. That's awesome. So they did go in there to look at it, but they probably just opened it up, scrolled to the end to see where the evidence was, you know, or however it turned out. So, but yeah, the attention spans, the ghost cam is really good for that, to help people out, get their word out. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. I watch our trends on our YouTube page and stuff, and people like where they turn off the episode and that, and it's like, yeah, there ain't much attention span anymore.
I'm amazed at how much YouTube has blown up. I mean, they've always been big, but with the paranormal community, you know, I scroll through, you know, Facebook sometimes, and I'm looking at it, and it's like, hey, come subscribe to my YouTube page. And then the next post is, hey, come subscribe to my YouTube page. And that's awesome that these people are confident enough to do that and they're knowledgeable enough to do it. And if they can get one person to come to it, great for them. You know, we're trying to start up our YouTube page, and I'm getting ready to do some interviews myself. And once I get those done, I'm sending them to Sean, asking him to edit them, because I ain't touching that editing stuff no
more. Absolutely. It's a pain. That's why, like, as you know, when we're doing this, now that I can record everything through, we use StreamYard here for this show, and everything, I can edit the whole episode while it's running live, and by the time it ends, I just hit upload and I'm done. I like this.
Yeah, no, that's so great. That's great. I might have to get into that one there.
We use this for my other show, Monday Morning Monsters, which is live. And we stream that on, I think that one has 7 different platforms that our producer Todd has it set up, that each one of the shows on WLTK DB radio streams through. So it one button, it goes on all those platforms. We use this also for our live Halloween special last year. And we streamed it on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube all simultaneously. So you can like, comment, share all on there, and it all shows up right on the side of the screen over there. So I can read comments in live and put them on the screen and all kinds of stuff. So it's a very,
that's awesome. Definitely. That's great. Like I said, that's what I liked about that share button on ours, that you can copy it and throw it onto other people's sites. That's pretty cool.
That's very cool. Very cool. All right, man. Well, so I want to touch on this a little bit more. You said that you were a country singer. Where can people find out about that? What's your song? Do you have a website for that and everything right away?
No. Well, like I said, I'm 52 years old. I went down, I wrote a bunch of lyrics years ago, and I wanted something for my grandkids and great grandkids. You know, when I'm dead and gone, I want them to be able to hear, you know, that, you know, that they can hopefully get confidence from it to write their own music. You know, hopefully they get some, you know, that stuff in their head, poetry and stuff like that. And so I found a company down there that would help me out with the music aspect of it. And so, no, I don't have a website for it, short answer. But I've been posting on Facebook, I don't post it on Paralink.com because it's for paranormal stuff only, right? But the name of the song is actually called On Facebook. And it's been sent to all of the country music stations in the United States about 3 days ago. It's a process. They got to listen to it. I think so far it's been on about 45 or 50 sites or 50 radio stations been played. I'm just a realist. You know what I mean? I don't expect much out of it, but hopefully something comes out of it. If you go to Tracy Inman on Facebook and you look it up, the song On Facebook, it's kind of weird. Pretend to say On Facebook. You know, can you imagine trying to search for my song on the internet? Because I've done that in Google. I type in Tracy Inman on Facebook. It pulls up me on Facebook. the name of the song's On Facebook. It's a, you could, if you wanted to request it or go to a radio station's website, it's a Play MPE on AOK Records is the what you would tell them if they don't have it or for some reason, you know, they never passed it on. But it's a really good song. I mean, everybody really likes it. I mean, it's a this day and age song. It's not something old. I also have one coming out on Christian radio next week. It's called Daddy's Girl. It's just a father daughter song. I figured that it'd be better for the Christian community, you know, trying to break into the country things like a massive thing. And this is my, I guess you could say midlife crisis thing, right? I want to get everything out as much as I can now. And, I mean, you could call your radio station, ask them to play Tracy Inman on Facebook, the name of the song, or, you can call your Christian radio station after next Tuesday and ask them to play Daddy's Girl by Tracy Inman. Be appreciated. Definitely.
Awesome. Definitely. There you go, man. All right. So, one more time, what is the website? And, does you have a Facebook page for it too, or just the website?
There is a Facebook page on there, but all there is on that is, basically our ad saying, click here, take you to paralink.com. We have a lot of followers on there, which is weird because it just says click here. But it's cool that they signed on because they're into paranormal. That's awesome. So paralink.com is the name of the site. You can contact us at info@paralink.com. That's one email address. You can go to my Facebook page, Tracy Inman, TracyInman. Look me up. You can send me a personal message on there. You can come to paralink.com, which is what we prefer, obviously, and you can sign up and you can send a TTI Inman is my name on there. You can send a PM to me on that if you'd like. On the comments page, on the homepage in that comment section that we talked about earlier, you can always type something in there. We want your ideas, and we're not going to take your ideas, right? We're all one community. A lot of stuff we have thought about doing, but we need someone to help us push it over the edge if we decide to do that. The search engine and the drop down menus for where you're located, more of a profile presence from you is something that came from our fans that asked us, hey, is there any place we could put this in? And we're like, well, we've been thinking about it, but you know what? Let's go ahead and do that. So made Sean and I go ahead and do it because he was like, at first, you know, we don't want to be like everybody else that has that on there. You know, we don't care where you're from. You know, we're not after your personal information. You're not going to go. Come to our site, look up, always use the mattress, look up a mattress at 3 a.m. And then the next day, all day long, all you see is ads for mattresses. You know, we're not going to do that. But you can also reach me at an email address, TracyInman2016@yahoo.com. The best way is come to paralink.com. We prefer that. But you can always come to the Facebook site too. We have nothing against Facebook. We love Facebook too. This is just another way of getting the paranormal people only together at one site.
Very cool. And one last thing, does your paranormal group, that crew, you said they had a Facebook, do you have a website or anything? And do you do investigations for people in that area, and where do you cover?
So the website isn't built yet, but we do own, you know, t.h.a.t.paranormal.com. Our Facebook page is, you know, the same thing, That Paranormal Crew. Make sure you use the periods into that. We've been doing a lot of private hunts lately. COVID really in our area here, it did the one thing that we hoped it wouldn't do. It raised the prices on a lot of people's stuff. So we take people with us, but we don't want them to have to pay $60 or $70 a person to come with us, because, you know, back pre-COVID, they're say $400 for 10 people. We all split the cost, $40 each. Now it's most likely $600. A lot of places we've been talking to. So now we got to raise our prices for the people to come with us. So we want to find those places that, you know, even as Ashmore Estates is actually still a really good price for what they do up there. So that's we've been talking about going back up there, trying to find some places around here that haven't been hunted before is our goal. And that's, we found a few that, you know, we're going to, by summertime, we should have a couple under our belt at these newer places that everybody has always talked about being haunted, or had somebody was shot there, or somebody passed away here or there. We're really knocking on their doors trying to get in. But we do Facebook Lives if people at their private residence want us to. We go ahead and do it. Our last one about a month and a half ago was that. I was talking about the orb that flew into the door. But if they don't want us to, we don't advertise it. We don't even talk about it. But we do more than what people think. So
very cool.
And we are, and real quick, my wife and I are going to London in August. Ooh. And I'm taking some equipment with me, not big stuff, but the little EMF, you know, some smaller stuff. And we're going to hit the Tower of London, the Jack Ripper stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we're going over to Paris for a day, and we're going to do the catacombs at night. So that's going to be pretty cool right there. We're going to go as live as much as possible, but most likely a lot of it will have to be snuck in and recorded.
Very cool. How can people reach out to you for if they're looking for some help in your area, and what areas do you cover?
The St. Louis metro area. But we will go about three hours north, south, east, west of St. Louis. Just go to our That Paranormal Crew homepage. And just message us there. You can private message us there, or you can post in there. Hey, I'm looking for someone to come hunt.
Awesome, sounds good, man.
And it's all free too. We don't charge for anything either. So, and then one other thing, real quick, before we go, mm-hmm. I apologize. A Warren Legacy Foundation. I got accepted into them about a month ago, and you know, it's a Lorraine Warren and her grandson Chris. They started it up many years ago. So the one thing that I can talk about, you know, we don't talk much about any, we can't talk about the investigations or anything like that. But if you are having issues out there, if you're watching this and you're thinking you have a spirit or a demon in your house, and it's great if you can get a hold of an area team that wants to come out and do it, and hey, more power to you. But if for some reason that doesn't work, contact the Warren Legacy Foundation on their website. And there is a little form that you have to fill out. It's very simple. I had a woman in London, in Bristol, London, Facebook me about 2 months ago, tell me about her something in her house, and she's just driving her crazy. And I was able to, I just happened to get into the Warren Legacy Foundation at that time, and I was able to send it to one of the managers. And within like 2 weeks, they had contacted her. So she was really happy that they got a hold of her. So please utilize them if you can.
Absolutely. We are well aware of them with our team as well, and have things that we can't take care of sent on to them. And, you know, as far as, you know, I obviously we have a lot of contacts through the podcast and everything else, and we have a lot of people that can handle a lot of things all over the United States, but yeah, still definitely endorse them as well.
Yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Anything else you want to get in before we head out?
No, man, that's pretty much it. We appreciate the paranormal community. We love the paranormal community. This site, you need to think of it as your site. Don't think of it as some conglomerate or anything like that. It's just two guys from St. Louis, really honest people, just trying to get everybody together. Okay. I mean, if we were really out there trying to make money, anything like that, we're going to be charging everybody to get on it. So please feel free to spread word about us. Share our site, talk about it on Facebook if you want, however, but come to Paralinked, communicate on Paralinked. We'd appreciate that, and comments and post, and just enjoy the site. It's your site. And if you have ideas, let us know. If you have thoughts, let us know.
Sounds good. Very well said. And as soon as I get some mana, I'll try and do that.
I'm gonna contact him as soon as we hang up here.
My mana is broken.
What kind of mass are you using?
All right, Tracy, thank you so much for being a guest on this week's show. I hope everyone goes out and checks out paralinked.com. I choked on my inhale there. Paralinked.com. And go check that out. And that paranormal crew as well on Facebook. And we'll have links for all that in the show notes this week. So go ahead and check that out if you need that as well. All right, Tracy. Thanks for being on the show, man.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Hey guys, Future Barnaby here, cutting in just because before we wrap up this show, Tracy actually sent me a copy of his brand new country single on Facebook. So before we call this episode done, I want to edit it in here real quick and let you guys listen to his brand new single on Facebook by Tracy Inman. Please enjoy.
I was trolling your page just the other day. Nothing to do, just bored, but hey, since you went away, I've been all alone. Then I started flipping through some of the memes. I thought about all our hopes and our dreams. But then I saw a surprise right there on my phone. I saw your face with a tan, standing on a beach kissing a man. It didn't take too long for you to move on Facebook. I zoomed in close, I saw a ring. I guess you forgot about little old me. It didn't take too long for you to move on Facebook. As I scroll down further, I saw another post. It says, let's all raise them up for a toast. And I just couldn't believe all my love. I saw all the comments in the sections beneath. Not one thing was said about me. I just sat back and screamed, what the, you know why? For you to move on Facebook. Every year I get to see all of our old memories. But now those days are long gone. Now you blocked me, deleted me, just don't want to keep me. You look so happy, I can tell you moved on. You know how? I saw your face with the tan.
All right, guys, that's our show for this week. Thanks for listening, and make sure that you go over and check out paralinked.com and set up an account there. Start sharing and posting, and get your mana up because you'll need that. Until next time, guys, I'll see you out there.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Whispers from the Dark. To find out more about cryptids, anomalies, and the Paranormal Society, visit us at our website at wisconsincaps.com. That's Wisconsin, CAPS.com. There you can find links to all of our social media, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and our Patreon. You will see links to our online store as well, where you can get t-shirts, DVDs, and more. If you click on the public events page, you can find out where you can meet us in person and all the public events we have coming up. If you enjoy our podcast or our YouTube shows, please consider becoming a Patreon at patreon.com/WisconsinCaps. There you can find behind-the-scenes pictures and videos from all of our media, as well as bonus footage and evidence that we have collected. If you have encountered something you can't explain, we want to hear from you. Visit our website and click on Submit a Report on our main screen. You can choose to leave your contact information or simply remain anonymous. You can also reach us via email at wisconsincaps@gmail.com. If you would like to be a guest on our show, please contact us on our Whispers from the Dark podcast page on Facebook, or send us an email at wisconsincaps.com. Remember to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen or watch or find us.